Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Wayward Renegade Witches presents Freaky Tales. Today I don't have the music because I just want to get right to it. So, the conversation of today is the manifestation of nigger, nigger, negro, niggas, nagrisha, all of that energy. So the reason why I wanted to do this is because I hear this word a lot. I hear it among white people. I hear it among black people. And there's always been this historical debate over this particular word. And the bottom line is this. In reality, we really do not have an understanding of the word nigga or nigger. But all we do understand is through history, it is connected to a negative energy towards black people or our African people. Now, what is very interesting, you heard me say history, and we understand the initiation or the energy of the word history because it's his story, his energy, the energies that we make up, the energies of us pulling from the past and putting a period at the end of his story. Basically, we're pulling their vibration, their past, present, and future, what they believe, and then we say history. Then we put it in our book as history, as what we believe, as what was told to us, as what was fed to us. Okay? And when you really break down the verbiage of history, the reason why I'm going this way, because we need to understand the energies that you're hearing the fan. We have to understand the energies behind this word history and how it manifests in our energy and how it can be detrimental to our livelihood. Let's say this. So when we look at the word history, we look at his, H-I-S. However, we have to break down that H. When we break down that H, we could break it down to the number 11. Break it down to the number 11, it means the ending of energy. Ending. Think about it. History. You're putting a period and you're saying it stopped. It's no more. It's back then. It doesn't manifest anymore because it's old. However, you break down that H again and you make it into a lowercase energy, it is also symbolic and connected to the Saturn energy, okay? As you understand, the lowercase Saturn energy also goes into the Christ energy, the cross energy, if you look at it. And then you can turn it up again, then you can look at it as another planet, which it can be also the Jupiter energy. So we have to be careful when we're up here using certain words and what they mean. And then we also have to be careful if we use a lowercase I, as you see in history, because it puts a period, a dot, a definite, an infinity energy. Okay, then we can relook at the S energy, and some people connect that also to clan energy, also the letter Z or even the number 2 energy. And the Z energy it can be a very powerful energy that connects to the S energy, but then we can also connect the S energy to symbolic or symbolism to snake energy. Okay? So we have to look, reevaluate and look at that energy. Okay? Then we have the T energy of, again, we can look at that again as Christ energy. And we also have to understand within the energies, they always use biblical in connection to our livelihood, living on this planet. Remember I said the Bible is nothing but a book of spells, okay? That's one. Then we have the O energy, okay, which is the internal energy. Some people like call it the father energy or the affinity energy or the planet energy or earth energy. So then they, so now they've given us the earth energy to put it in stone or to make it manifest or to make it fit. Okay? Next. Again, we have the R energy, which also, if you flip it and turn it, it can still connect to the Saturn energy. We have the Y energy. We have the Jupiter energy. We have the Christ energy. We have the Mother, Son, Father, internal life energy. So what I'm saying to you, within this word alone, there's power, there's energy, there's manifestation. So we have to be careful when we say in history is this, in history is that, because it can manifest negatively in our favor. And not only that, we're putting a period, we're putting a dot upon it and over our energies. So when we're turning around and we're looking at the variations of this word, now the funny thing is that through history, it was told to us when the white folks went over there, especially them fucking Spaniards, they couldn't pronounce shit. And, you know, they always get on us as black people or what, how we pronounce our pronunciation or our language, linguistics. And they sat up and stole our shit. And the bottom line is that in reality, we really don't even know the true name of the energies of Africa, because right now Africa is rolling on the Roman energy, because it was the Romans that named it what? Africa. So we have to understand the downfall and the energies of Africa, and the energies is built on the Romanistic energy. I'm just talking about manifestation, how things, how there's a spell and a curse over Africa because it was renamed. And because it was renamed, is the people are not generating on their true energies. I'm talking about words, manifestation, and change. This is what I'm explaining to you. As people and as black people, we have to understand manifestation and magic in words. And because we do not understand that, we do not know how to manipulate and work the energies. That is why the world is rolling and punching the way that it is, because we're just living in it. And then as soon as someone gives us a history or a presentation or tell us what it is, we ride on it. So with Africa being under this particular name of the Romanist energies, it causes Africa to roll in a fucked up condition, okay, including there's a spell which the African people are now walking in a curse, okay? Because the truth is, in that case, then we should go back and call Africa Ethiopia as a whole. Because if you call Africa Ethiopia as a whole, then that's when you can tie in the word negus, which is N-E-G-U-S, which is rhyme. But in layman form, we have to say, oh, it means king. Well, king is really a weak word, which really comes from the European energy, but it's better for us to say emperor or empress, because that's a stronger power, even though they may say queen, but we have to look at the variations in power and manipulation of words as black people. And I'm not giving information to white people, because the bottom line is this: anything that comes from our mouth is more powerful and it manifests in a different type of energy, okay? Not knocking the white people. I'm just being real with you fucking white people. So the bottom line is this: if we change our words and we change our direction, then everything will manifest in a different form. If we keep riding on these same pretenses as queen, king, and we don't really understand the origins of the word niggas, then we'll sit up and keep riding on the same frequency as what we're doing right now. So in reality, instead of us rolling around here talking about what niggas mean king, then we should really change the scenario or the energies behind it and use emperor, or I'm going to say it empress, which is a different type of energy. Why not rename Africa instead of Africa, say Ethiopia, or even say Nigeria, which gives a different power source and a different power form, okay? So, again, we have to understand energies and vibrations. And, again, if Africa was named by the Romans, then they're riding and rolling and walking in a curse of the Romanist energy, and that is why Africa is being ran the way that it's ran, because it's on that energy and vibration and frequency. I'm going to keep repeating that because we need to understand it. It is rolling and popping under the Romanist energy because it was the Romans that named it Africa. If we go back, and that's why I said maybe we go back and name it the true origins, which was Ethiopia, which was Nigeria, which ties into Nigeria when the motherfuckers came over and couldn't pronounce shit and then came with this nigga and nigger shit, allegedly, because we really don't know. Because, again, it's history that dictates itself, that's writing in its own manifestation of energy. Okay? There you go. Now, we can sit up and go around and around. We can sit up and go around and around with the conscious community of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Fuck it and fuck them with it, because the bottom line is that we have to start thinking logic and what are energies and vibrations behind each word. So then we got the white people who went and put their own vibrations under the word nigga and nigger. Now, we have to sit back, because now the white people have erased the energies and the vibrations behind the word nigger, where at one time when we were in school, the whole energy behind the word was ignorant or ignorant individual, straight up and straight out. Now they've changed the direction and crossed out the old history and brought in a new history, which dictates and tells us it means of a darker skin. Well, what do you mean of a darker skin? A dark person or black people as a whole? That's where it can get iffy, because then it ties into that old racial thing of dark-skinned people, not melanated people, but darker-skinned people being evil, angry, and mean, and vicious. It ties into the whole stereotypical when we see a person of a darker skin, they blow it way out of proportion of who they are as, oh, they're criminals, they're steel, they're this, they're that. It ties into a whole other energy, and white people have changed the narrative now of this particular word. But what is in a word? A word is manifestation. It's a power. It's a spirit. It's an element. It's a deity. It's a life. Okay, so the bottom line is this: when we see white people or we hear white people use these variations of nigga or nigger, it gives them power to manifest whatever they're trying to do. So if they're trying to conjure up something in you, they use that word and then they pull it, and that's their manifestation on you and their spiritual curse. And some people may call it a beacon, but it's an energy, okay, which causes you to manifest. But maybe we should, dig a little deeper. If that word affects a melanated person, then what is within that word? If that word, even though they said it wrong or their pronunciation was wrong, but what is really behind that word? If that word generates anger and frustration and tears, then in reality that means that is a magical word. You think I'm crazy, you better really peep the game. You're like, this bitch is a fairy. She's up here saying shit. No. I'm saying that for a reason. Reevaluate words. If I say nigger to you, how does that manifest, and why does that cause such an anger and uproar? That is because in reality, we are using linguistics and language, which is causing a manifestation within our energy. This is what I'm saying to you. If that word was in history originally connected to our melanated energy, then what the fuck do you not understand it? Any time or anyone may say that word, it will affect and attach to us. Because in reality, that particular word is connected to our melanated linguistic language, if you motherfuckers don't understand. But because we are ignorant to the game and we don't understand language and linguistics, we always look at everything as a negative, and we don't look at it as they are using our own energies against us to manifest against us. Let alone we can use our own words to manifest shit in our favor. So when you do have a motherfucker up there saying nigga or nigger, then why in the fuck we don't know how to switch and turn that particular energy into our own language? So I see there is a call, and I'm going to take this particular call. Good morning. How are you?
Greetings in the name
Hello?
Of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's Pastor Don Jr. and CEO. How you doing?
I'm good. How
can
you
hear
doing?
Me?
Yes,
I'm
I can
good.
Hear you.
I'm real good. I was checking in. I seen the topic, and I was like, wow, let me call the show and see what's going on.
Do you have anything to say?
Well,
what
I have a lot
to
say.
What is your energy behind it? Okay.
Well, my name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I will be running for president in 2024. And
okay.
We as a people, we don't have the same love and values that we grew up with back in the day when they had the Cosby Show on and you had to have a white shirt on and sit down at the table. And because of all this on demand and everybody's getting it, there's no we're on a 24-hour time clock. It's not like before when – again, you had to be home before the streetlights came on. It's so many people that's not connected anymore, and because we're not connected, that's why a lot of stuff is lost. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, so are you saying as a black people, as I was talking about history, we have lost our values? And with all these variations of words and energy, you're going back to the time when of Cosby. We're going back to a time that we had a respect of elders. And then our elders
Correct.
Taught us how to develop. Is that what you're saying?
You got it. 100%. There's no mentorship going on. When we were
okay.
kids, we had big brothers and big sisters, boys and girls club. Now the kids don't want to go outside and play. So I love technology with a passion, but at the same time, it has to be used as a resource and not a regression. We shouldn't use the media to break each other down with the music and the songs and these words. Words have power. And once we put that stuff out
exactly.
in the universe, it changes everything.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And it's very interesting what you're saying, because at one time, certain words, like for example, I remember my 11-year-old was listening to James Brown, I'm Black and Proud. If you have
Correct.
That particular song and it manifests a certain energy within you, you're going to react on that energy and act out. However, if you have someone, I'm just saying it, like Megan Thee Stallion, talking of what she's talking, if they're going to vibrate on that frequency. Because music and words are frequency. And
right.
it's very interesting because you say you are a pastor. Are you a preaching pastor, or do you have a pastor on you?
I believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and I
okay.
also know if I jump in front of a train, I'm going to get ran over. I believe in more
okay.
of a spiritual on a numerology situation, because numbers are just
okay.
as important. I believe that we're
okay.
we living in the binary code, and the Holy Spirit is that gives us the fork in the road, and that lets us know the way we say yay or nay. But we got to keep in mind that God has seven spirits, and that's in the book of Revelation, and that's like 7 days of the week. And these numbers are important, 3, 7, 11, and 12.
Okay.
Everything that we're going through right now has already been predestined, but what we have to do is we have to walk in a new light. So when you ask me, am I a pastor? Yes, I'm more of a shepherd than just the guy that's Bible thumping and saying, let's change this and change that. I had to get out of the pulpit and start going out into the world and actually helping people. So many times people send in resources to these different March of Dimes, Catholic Charities. The people that need the money and the resources can't get it, and by the time they do get it, it's too late. So with me, I love this topic because NIGGA is where I come from with Tupac, never ignorant of getting goals accomplished, not N-I-G-G-E-R. You know, and that slur is one of those kind of slurs that we took it to a whole nother level. You get what I'm saying? When we started using it as a term of endearment, and it is so many times that I've been with some Muslim brothers and they just flip out like, my nigga. And as soon as I say that, they got a real issue with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you can't call me that. You know, and it's sad that we live in a world like that. So, I like what you're doing.
Yeah, because what is very interesting, and I'm just going to say to you, is with you having that type of mind frame and philosophy, then entail you can actually be the new energies that bring in the energies that are being bamboozled.
Right. Well, that's why I'm running
because
for president. I can't talk about the barbershop conversation no more when the people at the barbershop, they're never going to get out of their own personal life. You know, they talk about it on Saturday. There's millions of people at the barbershop right now. Right now. And they're not going to do anything about changing the world. So I just love the fact that you're taking your time out of your Saturday, putting out the information and giving people a platform at the same time. You're educating people for the next 150 years, because once you put it on that cloud, it stays out there forever.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and I hope you call again.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on the show with you. I'd like to hear what you got to say. I'm all ears.
Okay, thank you. So as we heard, he made very good points as he talked about history in the past and how things manifested through language. And language is very important, and language has changed. In addition to, we also have to understand music. Music is a vibration and a gift to our spirits, meaning if you want to say your gods or your galactic energies or whatever, once we send a frequency to our constellations or even our planet energy, that's also going to manifest if you motherfuckers don't understand it. So this is what I'm saying. There, when our African people, now here I'm going to have to go back to our African people when they were working on a certain frequency, they understood enough. If they use drumming in certain frequencies, that will generate and pull a certain vibration. Okay, when you hear certain tones in music. Okay, now let's go back to someone like Parliament or Sun Ra, or back in the 70s and the late 60s, you had all these groups coming out that were dealing with galactic energies. That is because they understood enough those connections are connected to our galactic energies and melanated energies as what? Super energies connected to the universe. So they played music to pull. Nowadays, white people have watched and they understood that's how we manifest. So they altered our music state of, I'm going to say, of giving back to our spirit. They have altered it. Now we are running on a fucked up ass frequency. Now we also have to look at the word nigga and nigger and flip the G's and look at the sixes. And again, we're looking at the I to put a period on it and flip them ends and look at the Z and S energy. Okay? We have to understand words. We can flip that E and do the same, and we can flip the A and do the same. We have to understand the energies and vibrations in the letters and the words, and it's not by mistake, it is by design. You're like, is this bitch over here just talking? No, this bitch is over here speaking truth. And the bottom line is that you have to understand understand the curses that run in these particular words. So the bottom line is that when these words are being thrown at us, how can we manipulate and use them as so? How can we use this supposed negative into a positive and flip it in our favor? Because what I'm saying to you, as much as people try to get away from these words, but there's certain vibrations and energies within these words that connect to our melanin, especially if you're hearing me saying, look at them G's and flip them G's, you're getting the number six energy, which is connected to our components of melanated energy, the protons and neutrons and so on. So we have to understand what words are and how they manifest in spells. So if white people are taking these words and using it against us, then it connects to our melanated energy. What happens is that we vibe off these particular words. If you hear songs, I mean, for example, if we go back to N.W.A., Niggas with an Attitude, that was a certain vibration, but it wasn't a negative vibration because we felt them niggas with attitudes, did we not? That is a form of manifestation of turning a curse around for it to manifest in your favor. There was, and we can say, oh, there was all this stuff going on. No, reevaluate that, because through NWA, they ended up producing music that changed the industry, that changed the East Coast. And the reason why I said it changed the East Coast, because we were getting certain frequencies from New York, but when California came, and basically Los Angeles came with a different frequency, it changed it from it being boobity bop or looking at whatever issues through the eyes of the East Coast, but then it gave you a variation of what the fuck the police were and what they were the fuck about. And so it rolled you and gave you a different frequency, okay? That's what I'm talking about. I remember I seen this white bitch rolling through the neighborhood one day, rolling in her car like a punk bitch, talking about niggas, niggas, all you niggas over there, but her ass was rolling through. That, by her chanting that, that was a certain vibration to devalue. But when these fucking white people or Klan mother, you nigger, you this, how do you switch it without becoming so fucking emotional because it connects to your melanin? How do you switch it? Okay? How do you switch it and start to break down what the fuck it means and then flip it on their ass and use it for your own melon, for your own energy? That's why I gave you, look at NWA. Look at how they changed that. Okay? And we get black people that say, don't talk about it. Don't say that word. Don't do this. No, say the fucking word. Say the realness of the word. Feel that word. Understand that word. Understand the history of it is not what it is. Understand the magic. We don't understand magic. We don't understand the manifestation. We think if we don't say it, we can avoid it. No, don't avoid it. Say that shit. Say that shit enough that it's weak. As long as we don't say it, then what happens is it becomes powerful. Anything that lay dormant, it's powerful. So I'm going to end this blog talk. I might do a number two. So this is Wayward Renegade Witches blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. Go to the website. Look at the various services. Listen, just in case some of you motherfuckers were lazy, couldn't get your asses up, listen to the playback.